people aren't and never were coming to Gab for an online Trump rally. People are coming to Gab for the truth and to speak freely.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley. Maybe have to speak with you a little quieter. I have a sore mouth. I cracked my tooth a while ago, and now I have a crown, so if I'm not quite as radio voicey, that's why. So I do have an episode that I'm studying on, about ready to put out at some Pfizer documents, and the first one I could even bother to kind of understand as one piece, turned a narrative right on its head, but not quite done with that. So in the meantime, I'd like to get some content out. And I found this, actually only just realized it was an older email, but I still thought it was a great email. And because it's older, it'll be interesting to see if I can find the response that they're talking about. This is the Washington Post asking Gab for comments that might be included on an article that they're going to put out. And so they're asking the founder, his name is Andrew Torba, and I'm going to read that ask and then his response, which is just perfect. It's just absolutely perfect, and analyze a little off of that. So again, from January 15th, here is the email from the Washington Post that the founder of Gab shared. Hi, Andrew. We're working on a story about how pro-Trump and conservative commentators, influencers, and content creators have seen their audiences change on Gab, Getter, Rumble, and Telegram over the last year. We analyzed the data for 47 accounts on those sites and found that, for the most part, everyone saw a big jump in followers or subscribers when Trump was banned from the mainstream sites after January 6th. The account's follower growth dramatically stalled and plateaued over the rest of the year. And the few big follow, first of all, listen to this, and this is how the story is going to read. Stalled and plateaued. But what did? The growth. And then when we get to it, it didn't really. The growth plateaued. So the growth stayed at one point is all you're saying. So I know it's like integral calculus problem, but it's true. So see, you can see how they're going to try to make the narrative. Oh, well, it's not that there's not growth. It's just the growth is plateaued. Okay, so continuing again then. The account's follower growth dramatically stalled and plateaued over the rest of the year. And the few big follower jumps we've seen in recent months have mostly come as a response to the bans of high-profile conservatives like Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene on Twitter and Facebook. The sites themselves do appear to be growing, but some of the more prominent pro-Trump figures were analyzed, and that's a sick, he meant we've analyzed, has seen their growth rates become very slow or even decline. For Gab specifically, Alex Jones, who joined in 2016, went from gaining roughly 25,000 followers a month in the first quarter of 2021 to about 1,000 followers a month for the rest of the year, the data show. Okay, so you see where they're going with this, but right there they're admitting he's still gaining 1,000 followers a month. So continuing then, the Gab follower counts for some prominent QAnon promoters have also grown by 1% or less per month since last spring. Have you seen that trend? What do you think explains it? Does this call into question? Went a little too far down. Does this call into question the ability of alt tech sites to be able to build an audience or a business long term? And if not, why? Some experts told us that these platforms focused on conservative politics are naturally limited in their appeal. There's also a good amount of competition among them, and they're in conflict with some giant years-old platforms where many users already have established accounts and relationships. Any thoughts on those arguments? I'm also planning to include your comments about Getter. Quote, the regime is in panic mode, so out comes Grifter to distract the masses, end quote. Anything you can elaborate on? Why do you think Getter is a grift? And is the same true about Truth Social? I know you've spoken about this elsewhere, but I'd appreciate anything you can tell me here or link me to. Any other responses or context we should note? Thanks for information you can share. Thanks for any information you can share. Blah, blah, blah. Drew Harwell. All right. Well, some of these are pretty obvious as far as analyzing, but I'll let Andrew do the talking first. He does a pretty good job, and then maybe we'll jump back and get some analysis off of the article itself if he doesn't cover it. So this is how he responded. When big tech bans, Gab expands. Again, I totally apologize for my mush mouth, but the tooth does hurt. 100% of our explosive growth is being propelled by the unforced errors of Silicon Valley. Tens of millions of people are visiting Gab every month because Gab is the one place on the internet where the free flow of information exists beyond the control of the regime. Gab is the one and only platform to not bend the knee to the mainstream media, Apple and Google app stores, banks, payment processors, Congress, and even the entire nation state of Germany. Outlets like yours rightfully view Gab as a threat to your business because of this, and you should. In November 2021, the Washington Post had 116 million visits, according to SimilarWeb. Gab had 70 million. This month, we are on pace to have 90 million plus visits, and with election season in full swing, we don't see our growth slowing down anytime soon. So then he included a graphic, apparently, from the SimilarWeb, and it mostly just shows sites, not so much social media. It doesn't show any social media, but nonetheless, he kind of says this is where we would fit in between 13 and 14 at 70 million. So he shows, for instance, CNN having 384 million visits. I don't know what seven people are doing that. They must be busy. MSN having 340 million, Fox News having 277, New York Times 250, and so on. Blah, 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 blah. New York Post 101 million, CNBC having 101 million, and so on. And then Gab would fit between dailymail.co.uk at 89.1 and People at 61.4. Then he continues, I can and will send my response to you out with one click right now and get more traffic than your article will before it is even published. Your outlet is 144 years old. I founded Gab 5 years ago and run it from my basement in the middle of the woods. Gab now has well over 50 candidates in the 2022 election using the platform, along with multiple members of Congress and the biggest dissident voices on the internet all in one spot. We have medical doctors, nurses, and hundreds of thousands of people who do not support nor want to inject themselves with an experimental vaccine joining our platform. These people are from all different political backgrounds, beliefs, and creeds. The growth and engagement of one small subset of 47 commentators. Now, here, remember, he's addressing the fact that the Post set up the context of just 47 commentators. So that's what Andrew is addressing. The growth and engagement of one small subset of 47 commentators is irrelevant to Gab's growth overall as a free speech platform for all people. If you want my personal opinion, and he nails it here, as to why pro-Trump commentators aren't growing as fast on alt-tech platforms, it's really very simple. And I'll take an aside here. If you're one of the people who doesn't want to be on Facebook anymore and has picked up one of these other platforms, or you're barely on Facebook, what is the one thing you're disappointed with President Trump about? It's very simple. So this idea that it's some mystery is just hilarious to me. So Andrew continues, and I'll overlap the quote. If you want my personal opinion as to why pro-Trump commentators aren't growing as fast on alt-tech platforms, it's really very simple. President Trump has turned into a vaccine salesman, which is a total and complete disconnect with the overwhelming vast majority of his voting base. I say this as someone who voted for him twice. His nonstop vaccine shilling has turned many of his supporters off completely. You can see this plainly in the comment section of the statements that are published to his reserved Gab account. As a regime propaganda outlet, I understand that you're trying to craft a narrative that alt-tech is shrinking and doomed because pro-Trump commentators are shrinking, but the numbers in reality show a much different situation here. People aren't and never were coming to Gab for an online Trump rally. People are coming to Gab for the truth and to speak freely. You can read more of my thoughts on Getter and Rumble here. Yeah, I think honestly, he nailed it, but let me look really briefly at the Washington Post initial post so I can tell you if there's anything I would add here. It's not that Trump got banned. It's that big tech had the audacity to ban the voice of a former president. That's the issue. And at that time, he was still president. If they're so big and too big for the britches, and we've seen it happen before, that you don't allow the essence of free political speech, which the Supreme Court says is the most important protected speech. If you don't allow that, then a lot of us are going to read the tea leaves. You can't be banning senators. They're the ones that are literally supposed to, in our stead, talk the loudest about political controversies. And you're banning them. That is why it happened on after he got banned after January 6th. Not just because he got banned, you vast fools. Now, when someone like Marjorie Taylor Greene gets banned, do more people jump to Gab because she got banned? No, it's because a sitting representative got banned, and now the anti-free speech has clearly hit another guidepost. Now, are people now more interested? Oh, good, you got banned? You're definitely my people. You're good people. If you got banned from these assholes, then that's a good sign, A, that you're worthy of a follow, and B, these bitches are getting worse. And as to the 47 accounts, you know, how specifically was that? You know, first of all, they go, well, we got 47, but for instance, Alex Jones. Do you know how many hits Alex Jones gets on his site still, even after you tried to de-server him? So for you to go, Leon, Alex Jones, man, he's still, his growth is still 1,000 followers a month. But you know, at one time it was 25,000. Yeah, right after January 6th, when a bunch of people jumped over after you banned a sitting president, you jackasses. And then they point to, some experts told us that these platforms focus on conservative politics are naturally limited in their appeal. Okay, A, that was only by circumstance. Because it turns out that most of the people you banned had thoughts that overlapped with conservatives. It's only by circumstance that they're conservative, because you're taking such a partisan point of view, and then you're not allowing the other side. You're saying the other side is evil and not worthy of having a voice. So it's totally by circumstance. My second thought on that, though, is that, yes, guys, you have to start avoiding YouTube for regular old videos. Stop. There are content creators now on other sites like Rumble and Odyssey and those places, brand new tube, that is regular content. Epoch TV, that has regular content. You don't just have to go there to see what's happening with the liars and the vaccines. Okay, there are other ones. We need to start going there. We need to. We have to start building that up enough that content creators who want to show you how to change a carburetor will go there too. And now remember, this is January. This is before. Do you think Gab's growth is now decreased or it's actually gotten smaller after all the idiot conservatives are like, obviously, now that you're talking about war, we're totally for only one voice and for censorship. Yeah, we forgot about how we hated that before because we're stupid. Do you think that Gab's views have gotten less because all of a sudden we're only supposed to be pro-Ukraine and nothing else? Literally now we have companies shaking in their boots trying to show their street cred so that they don't get harassed by a regime. Literally today I see Indeed, instead of just being the place where we can try to find jobs, says, we stand in solidarity with the people of Ukraine. We advocate for peace and an immediate withdrawal by Russian forces. Thank you, conservatives. Now you have taken the censorship of the last 2 years and cranked it up a notch where you can't even be for one country or another in a freaking war, which is the epitome of a political situation. apparently there was enough of a difference in political opinion that one side was ready to go to war and have their citizens die over it. Oh, that's not political. Nope, only one-sided. Never mind the fact that you're pushing NATO to the front steps of somebody who is not in NATO and who is a traditional rival of the United States of, oh, the Cold War. Never mind that it's exactly parallel to the Cuban Missile Crisis and the Soviet Union trying to put the weapons on our front step. Oh, no, no, there's only one possible point of view there. And now corporations must show their credentials so that they don't get harassed by a regime. And now you've ruined free enterprise to the extent that some of these people think that that's the way they have to go from here on out. Hopefully some of them will regain their senses. And if you think that because initially it was conservative, now a bunch of people are on Gab are going to go, yeah, so, yep, nope, now we just believe in whatever propaganda they give us. Go Ukraine. You're wrong. All right, guys, that's all I got for today. Thanks for listening. You can catch me over on the Scales of Truth. Man, this tooth hurts. The Scales of Tooth. And on Chemology 411, please go ahead and subscribe and follow, rate, like, get your notifications. Because as I said, I'm just not on social media that much. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Thanks for listening.